This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. You know, I've had this a long time, but really, you really need to get informed. And I know I say it real quick and I fly by it, but I used to, in the old days, I used to say, look, you need to check us out. And don't try to fight every issue. You haven't got the ability. I don't have the. Nobody has the ability to fight every issue out there. Find the things that you're passionate about. You know, Dr. Bridget had she had a practice in a little town where she lives, and then she turned around and decided after that she needed to get involved in the community. I would love to believe I had something to do with that because she was on the show and we talked. But if you really want to make a difference in the community, yeah, you can start groups and you can start committees and you can do all this stuff to get people involved and engaged. And those are all good things, all good and noble stuff. But you need some power. And when people started turning on, not on me, but on us, I decided to go to school boards where I needed to be. I had been asked and people talked to me about running for city council. I was like, no, no way. It's not where my heart is. I'm watching what they're doing to these kids. It's terrible. It's disgusting. And somebody who needs to stand up for them. Nobody really stands up for them. Standing up for them isn't giving them everything they want. Standing up for them isn't deciding that the current, you know, tide of political correctness is what we need to teach our kids. I saw a video today of what an elementary school district thinks is a good way to teach your kids about gender fluidity. There is no reason to teach your children or for kids to be taught about sex, how to have sex, gender fluidity, drag queens. I found out today there's such a thing as a drag king. There's no reason for them to learn that in elementary school. And you know what? I don't care how mad I make the local trustees. You introduce that, you're wrong. Your kids can't read. They don't have logic skills. They don't have coping skills. And the only thing you're worried about is making sure that they know that the genitals don't decide what they are, whether they're male or female. That's at the top of the list. You got some real issues. You need some real psychiatric care. You realize as the left has gotten more and more control of our education system, as they've done more and more to teach us how to be, to teach us how we're supposed to have stronger mental health, it's gotten worse. More school shootings, more mental health issues, more teenage suicide. Why is that? If everything that you guys do is so right and so perfect, I'm waiting to find out, what are we doing wrong? How are we implementing it improperly? Because it's not working. We got some of the highest obesity and suicide rates among teenagers on the planet. Why is it working? Why haven't you got it right? I'll never understand. I don't want to. I'll never understand. You know, I love this. You guys are totally behind Governor. I have a whole different name I want to call him, but I can't do it. You're all behind this governor. And frankly, he hasn't got a clue. Not a clue. He's hated by many of his own people, if you would. He's making it almost impossible for the education system to work properly. I don't hear any of his people speaking out against him. You know why? Because they're ideologues. They don't care about your kids. If you're a Democrat, listen to the show. Show me how they care about your kids. What are they doing to show that they care about your kids? Because they offer you mental health solutions? You know what? Republicans vote on those too. Right? I mean, it's really that easy. We're all available. I mean, we all the Republicans are available to help out, be there, work through things. Democrat policies, especially if you, they don't work. I've seen it. They don't work. You know, California's talking about a passing open. You know, I get that we don't want our kids. I love how these Democrats running these education systems say that the kids shouldn't be penalized for something that happened to no fault of their own. Hello? We caused it. You guys, government caused it. That's what you're saying to them. So maybe government needs to get out of the way and let it go. We need to get our schools reopened again. We need to get, you know, I think education is going to change big time. It is not going to be 100% homeschooling, but it sure as heck is going to be 100% public school unless they try to force it on us again. I think you're going to see a blended education. I think you're going to see more and more parents take on some of the homeschooling on their own. There's the kids that don't want to be involved in sports or any of that stuff. They just want to go through their academics. And don't give me this stuff kids need to learn how to socialize. No, they don't. They can learn how to socialize at church, at synagogue. Wherever it is that they can go there and learn how to socialize. Because you don't have a right to tell my child or anybody else's that God is real or not real. You don't have a right to do those things. Seriously, I mean, here's the thing. If the Christians ever took total control of government, it'd be nothing like if the atheists did. We wouldn't force you to believe in God. We wouldn't force you to believe in our God. We'd put out information. You decide. You take it. You run with it. You leave it alone. When we come back, we're now having robot graduations. God help us. Show me your host. We'll be back in a little bit.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is the Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and just really paying attention to each other, being involved in the conversation. It makes a big deal. It really does. Because, again, I miss stuff. You guys are great. You know, I shouldn't say you're great because you always catch me right below something. Nobody ever wants to be corrected, right? But again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. But get informed, get engaged. Make sure that when you're spewing these so-called facts, that they really are facts. That would be like really nice. Instead of you just spewing a party line and being wrong. We all do it. I'm not just saying you do it, but we all do it. But it'd be really nice if we could actually speak to the stuff and speak to it honestly and truthfully, so they don't catch us. It may not even be a lie. It just might be flat out wrong. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. Arizona State's Thunderbird School of Global Management. They've decided, so the kids, students, whatever, so they don't miss their graduation, if you would. They're going to allow them to do it with robots. Now, for you geeks, who like, what was that, not Third Rock from the Sun, but the more recent one, The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon does a gig where he becomes a germaphobe, and he makes this little stand, like something that almost looks like one of those IV machines at the hospital. And he's got an iPad on it and a camera. And that's what he uses to go around with to converse and communicate with people. He loved it. Felt that way there, nobody could get to him. Well, apparently this college has seen that video or that show, and they now have decided that's what they're going to do. So the students, can you imagine telling your grandkids that? In my day, we used iPads to graduate. We didn't have those implants in our eyes. Students in Arizona will be the first known graduates in America to walk as robots in a virtual ceremony. Now, the student faculty at Arizona State University, they've risen to the challenge of COVID-19 to celebrate graduation in an innovative way. The School of Global Management will host a virtual graduation ceremony Monday using mobile telepresence robots. They're going to walk in place of the students. You have a student picture, right? ASU Thunderbird School of Global Marketing, the media relations manager, Jonathan Ward, said that the graduates can utilize the telepresence robot so they can walk remotely and have the experience of actually being awarded a diploma. I'm sorry. If you can't put that diploma in my hand, you can't shake my other hand, I can't walk across that stage and look at all my friends, relatives, and loved ones from the stage. How is that an experience? Oh, it's an experience, all right. not the kind I want to have. Equipped with tablet computers, the remotely controlled robots use live video and audio for an interactive experience in real time. You know, I remember Dr. Laura Schlesinger, she ripped somebody a new one years ago on her show for, FaceTime. It was fairly new product. And I guess some mother, some parent called and talked about what a godsend it was, because now she can call her little baby from work and they can bond. And Dr. Laura went off on her. I'll never forget it. You're going to bond over an electronic device? Really? You realize that she went through all these physiological and chemical changes that take place in the body of a baby and a mom when they hug, when they touch. Can't get those from an iPad. Sorry, people. Right? I think that's what government's trying to do to us more and more on a daily basis, is get us more and more separated, more and more pulled apart, more and more, create a division between us. And then you lose that sense of touch. You lose that sense of feeling, of closeness. They've been doing it for years. I mean, come on. I know some of you are going to find this offensive. Don't really care. But they've been doing this for years for us. I mean, in my book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I go through all the stuff that the left just kind of hates. Look, you can't have families, right? Families have to be whatever they're made up to be, whatever you decide. We're getting to the point, thank God Obama's not anymore, or Hillary. You know, you're going to have three husbands, three wives in the same household, all married to each other. They're doing away with the traditional family. After that, you remember the lie they sold us? Some of you, let's see if you have the guts to really, really say yay and amen to this. Remember the arguments that we used to go through with people as Christians and say, look, you got people, you won't stop with same-sex marriage. It'll be whatever goes, number one. And then you're going to force the churches to do it. And, oh, we wouldn't do that. We're not. You have religious rights. We would never step on your religious rights. Well, it started the day after, pretty much the day after you got the right to be married. Now you're suing wedding cake people. You're suing photographers. Right? In the last presidential election, what do we hear over and over again? if you didn't, Beto O'Rourke. He was going to take your guns and take your religious liberties. That's what he's about. That is the true faith. They loved him. Bernie loved him. Hillary loved him. Right? Total control of you. That's what they want. They want total control of you. How you're educated, what you do, how you spend your money, where you live, what clothes and food. We saw it in Michigan, right? Or Wisconsin. We saw how that governor was going to tell you what you could grow, what you couldn't grow, what you could buy at the supermarket, what you couldn't. Don't you get it? Totally different. And that's what they want. They want total control. They want to separate you. If they separate you, you can't sit and talk. Think about that. 10 people. Jesus only needed 12. You know, look at our founding fathers. Look at the first group of revolutionaries. There weren't a whole bunch of them. They don't want you to gather. Because you might come up with some pretty darn good ideas. Electronically, if you don't think they're monitoring you on a regular basis, why don't you think about something? We have probably had, half a dozen to a dozen shows pulled midstream from Facebook. I'm not joking. It's not that Facebook is sitting there listening to our show. They're catching key phrases. How often you say them? How close together they are? And I was railing on Zuckerberg one night for wanting, you know, everybody to get a paycheck from the government. And all of a sudden, the show went dead. So, between your hosts, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett spoke on Face the Nation, saying that he's expecting some recovery by the end of the summer. However, the high point of job losses
is still coming.
And so I think if you look at the Congressional Budget Office, they currently forecast that the second half of the year will be one of recovery. You know, God willing, that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's the view that's pretty much shared by the White House. And so I think you could expect to see jobs probably trough, you know, in May or June.
Hassett said he was looking for job rates north of 20% before the market stabilizes. Payrolls declined by $20.5 million in April, the worst month of job loss in U.S. history, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Hassett said he was hopeful that the economy would be able to rebound thanks to the relief funds signed by the president and granted by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are some messed up white people.
Feel the rhythm now. Together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. Together, you and me.
Well, I'd like to be back. There we go. We are back. Joe, it's your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. You send me text messages. You send me emails or however it is you're conversing. So thank you for being involved, for being engaged for that matter. And I really do appreciate it in the time that you spend, because it's a big deal. I know you got lives to live. You got people at home. You got other people sitting around. Maybe you don't want to be around them. I don't know. I might be helping you out for all I know, right? God. So, what do we got here? Let me see. I got a whole bunch of fun stories. Pseudo-fun stories, right? What is it with, you know, we were talking about making fun of kids earlier. I can still do that now, but we were talking about how, you know, they really don't have a grasp of reality. They really want things their way. If it makes them feel warm and comfy, then it must be right. So we got a lot of these kids on college campuses trying to sue the government or coming after the administration to give money to illegals. What's that all about? Do they not understand how it works? And what schools are really open right now that are waiting to take that on or do something with that? I mean that sincerely. I don't know what schools are open that are really, you know, cranking along doing things. How many of you want to see what goes on with this feud with President Trump and President Obama? I think, you know, I've got my own little sneaky thought as to what's going on here. I think Obama knows that the second shoe's about to fall. I think he knows that there's all kinds of crap that's supposed to come forward. This is why they're working overtime. Overtime. To put down Barr, you know, put down his team, to raise, you know, and they never had these problems with him before, and all of a sudden they do. And if you're forced to lie, the perjury is in lying because you were forced to lie. See, the truth of the situation wasn't illegal, but they were going to nail his son. They were going to start investigating his younger son, I mean his young son. How does that work? I think they are. I mean, I think there was a point there where they got, and they may not be that way today. I don't know. Right? But again, the more and more you see some of the stuff coming together. Okay, I'm watching stuff come up on my screen. I think this is great. The surge in the COVID-19, more and more cases across the country. And what's really fascinating about this is one row over, there's a story about the surge in COVID testing. And I was talking about this earlier, right? Didn't I say, why can't they figure out? I don't have a PhD in anything. Okay? I barely have a degree in common sense. But here's my point. Then I see, you know, so you see these articles on how COVID-19 is surging in concert with more and more states opening. Yet one row over, there's a story about the surge in COVID testing. So I know some of you guys are, you know, tired of hearing me say this, but some of you just joined. This is why we have to do the numbers in percentages. If 10% of the people we test are testing positive for COVID, right? Doesn't matter how many we test. As long as it stays at 10%, we're doing well. If the testing, if the percentages start going up to 12 and 15 and 20, we got a problem we need to look into. You can't go by the numbers. It makes no sense. We shouldn't be doing it. The people are dying to do it, but we shouldn't be doing it. And then even so, with all the trouble we're having with China, the lying and such, right? We still have these Chinese propaganda centers opened all over the country, on college campuses everywhere, nothing new here. And you got, let's see, this is a good story right here. You still have these dozens of these propaganda centers opened by the Chinese in the United States. Lawmakers are trying to hold the Communist Party accountable for withholding information about coronavirus. What makes them think that they're gonna be upright and forthcoming about these Chinese indoctrination centers? Now, years, you know, Campus Reform, myself and others, have been reporting on these Confucius Institutes in the U.S., opening up on college campuses everywhere, being initially funded by the Chinese government. Now, they're marketed as Chinese language and culture centers. However, U.S. intelligence officials have been warning for years. They're a little more than a propaganda arm for the Chinese. So, again, remember, they're in this for the long haul. They'll stay for decades to make it work. Right? They'll pass down the love for the Chinese motherland from generation to generation, and they'll never really be Americans. Now, I'm not saying all of them. Even the former Chinese propaganda minister, Lao Yushan, he wrote a 2010 article for Chinese state media, and he went through the key issues that influenced our sovereignty and safety. We should actively carry out international propaganda battles against issues such as Tibet, Taiwan, human rights, and other things. We should do well in establishing and operating overseas cultural centers. Right? Think about that. While China and the U.S. disagree on most foreign issues, right? You just have to understand their whole culture is so much different than ours. They wouldn't know what to do. Most of them wouldn't know what to do with the freedom we've had because they've grown up under communist rule for so long. FBI Director Christopher Wray, during a congressional hearing, he was asked about the Confucius Institutes, the level, you know, of naivety on the part of the academic sector. You know, they look at things so differently. Nothing is looked at like it's bad. Everything is okay. Everything is open. Everything is kind of what makes you feel good, right? What could be bad about a Chinese cultural center? What could be bad about the Chinese party wanting to impart and share their culture with our kids? Absolutely nothing. Except when they're trying to take, you know, national secrets from us. Right? When they're buying their way into things. We saw that Harvard professor who ended up being a Chinese spy, alleged spy. How does that work? CIA reports obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, they reveal the Chinese Communist Party provides strings attached funding to the academic institutions. Right? It has used a tactic to reward pro-China viewpoints and coerce Western academic publications. Right? The CCP often denies visas to academics who criticize the regime, encouraging many China scholars to preemptively self-center so they can maintain access to the country. Now, legislation signed into law by President Trump, it resulted in about a dozen U.S. colleges shuttering the Confucius Institute. It's getting big bucks from China. And now, almost 2 years after the legislation became law, more than 75 institutes are still operating in the U.S., most of them on college campuses from Maine to Florida. Right? They claim to educate American students about the Chinese language and its culture. Yeah, right. Okay. Whatever. And now, nearly 2 years after that legislation became law, more than 75 of these places, right, are still open. I want you to think about that number. You've got 75 Confucius institutes across the country that are teaching your little offspring, about how great the Chinese government is, people, whatever. And that, you know, and that's what I notice when I look at the pictures. It always seems to be like the younger Chinese people that are embracing the visitors, if you would. So, based on national data from the National Association of Scholars, the interactive map that they have up on their website, they show locations of Confucius Institute still operating full bore across the country. And the kids embrace them. Why not? They want to learn more about other groups, right? Other countries, other ethnicities and religion and so forth. So I'm a senior host. This is Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You talk about a mix of old and new, huh? You got, that's not Al, what's it, Aerosmith and Marx. That's hilarious. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. What do you guys think about that robot thing? Like, that's really impersonal, isn't it? Don't you think? I thought it was. You would think that, I'd wait. I mean, you went through all that work, you beat your brains out to get through school. You want to show those people who said you were never going to make it, you want to put it right in their face and go, hey, I made it. How do you like that? So apparently now, I love this stuff, by the way. Oh, come on, really? You going to do this now? Yeah, at least it's not an update. That, you look at what high schools and junior high schools, not all of them, a lot of them, but not all of them. You know, what we used to have to do in high school and junior high school when it came to reading and work and what they felt like our homework should have been like. It was totally different. And it was a reason. The books built on each other. Teachers got together, worked it out. You know, and it's just amazing to watch what's happening there today. And an article in the American Family on American Family Radio. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to beat it up because it is pretty long. They talk about what our kids are into today, what they're being inundated with today, how much work they don't get, if you would. My parents complain about more homework, like there's an extra hour of homework a night, and it's really not it at all. It's that the kids don't know what they're doing, so they're getting more work to go over. So when it came to, you know, when it comes to spending time with your parents, having them go over that stuff, or parents, I'll talk to you. When it comes to you spending time with your kids, going over their work, making sure they understand it, it helps give them an upper hand without actually giving anything to them. Remember, some kids had no discipline at all. You know what's really funny is people won't say it out in the open. They always say it to you like one-on-one, right? People will talk about, you know, little Mary's kid, little Johnny, and he's out of control. His mom won't discipline him. Mom won't tell him anything to do because he's just like getting rid of some nervous energy. Well, ain't nervous energy when he's hanging off your leg. You know, thinks he's being funny, making kind of all kinds of noise at your table. And most people don't like being around your little brats. Yeah, I know, I said it because it's, you see, I'll say the things that some people are thinking. I've been there when somebody walks away from the table with their kid, and the kid was uncontrollable, and the other three people at the table, like, oh, I couldn't wait for her to leave. Her kid's out of control, she won't do anything, she thinks she's a great mother, look at her, blah, 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 blah. And I sit there and go, well, why don't you say something? You don't have to tell her she's not a great mother, but why don't you say something to her? If she's your friend and she can't take a little corrective criticism on her child, even, you know, I love these people say, well, I didn't ask you. Well, yeah, you did. The minute you brought that kid around to my table and you didn't control him, you asked me exactly what I thought. And I'm not getting up and leaving. I was there first. My food's on the table. You can go. You know, I used to hate being around those kids that were totally out of control. I didn't mind being around kids that had high energy, that loved to play. But ones that really just couldn't control themselves, no, not at all. Because their parents never say anything. Right? The writer goes on to say that later on he received a special education degree with a concentration in early childhood education. He said, my God, did God grow my patience through that. You have to have a real love for children. An understanding for children when you do special ed. I'll give those special ed teachers that. They don't go into that just to make the buck. There's no way. Because you grow gray almost overnight. He goes on to say, he said, the lady, he received a special education degree with concentration in early childhood education. Last week, as my older boys finished their schoolwork, my toddler went down for a nap. The house was finally still and quiet. I began folding this mountain of clothes I could never seem to catch up on, he said. Right? He said he heard Dr. Phil announce the title of his show, COVID-19, Mom's Gone Bad. He reported that moms around the country are taking to social media to rant about the fact that they're more afraid to be locked in the house. That's the other thing. I don't understand you guys. I get you want to share stuff on Facebook and whatever. But I don't need to know. You know, some of you, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I don't care. But some of you send the pictures of you lounging around your living room, okay? And you send pictures, you know, every day, every other day, whatever, about what's going on. Dogs are up on the couch, kids are on the floor, food's all over the place, clothes all over the place. Don't put that picture out there. All right, so you're okay with it. You don't think there's anything important about keeping a place clean. I tend to differ, but whatever. But why put them all up there? For what reason? Why do I have to know how you're living? Why do I have to see what your living room's like? And you're going to say, well, you don't have to look at it. Yeah, you're right. And you don't have to put it up. What's the reason? You looking for sympathy? What are you looking for? In California, the word I hate most, right? What do you want to share your experience? I don't care about your experience. I got my own. You want to talk about mine? Seriously. So now, we've gone back to the, you know, early 1800s, because parents, moms, too, especially, I should say, they're now expected to homeschool, educate their kids, teach them how to work around the house, teach them how to do chores, teach them how to be good people, what they used to do in the early days. What's the problem? Think about something. I love this. When this whole thing first started, what's the two things they kept harping? The two things they kept harping on was, make sure you wash your hands. Like that one Italian mother went off on a rant. She said, what is this with the washing your hands? Don't you wash your hands? You have to be reminded. You adults have to be reminded of washing your hands. Did you not teach your kids to wash their hands? Why are we telling them they have to wash their hands? I thought that was a great line. The second was the worst, though. Now they're telling you, don't sneeze out in the open. Sneeze into your shoulder, your, you know, the crease of your elbow. But why? Why? Why do they have to tell us that? Do you cough and sneeze up in the open when you're around other people? That's disgusting. That ain't right. That's not fair. Okay? No, I'm not invading your space, but you're invading mine. We can work it out if you think that your space is 20 feet around your body. Not a problem. Most of you who believe that, you don't have to worry about people want to be more than 20, less than 20 feet from you. Writer goes on to say, now to be clear, I don't normally watch Dr. Phil. His show just happened to be on right after the governor's press conference. After hearing his introduction, though, I couldn't resist watching. I would have been the same way. There's just some titles that just nail you. As little ones listened in the background, she said the moms he interviewed complained that being bound in the house with their children was their absolute worst nightmare. Well, why'd you have them? What do you mean being bound in the house? Get them outside. Get them in the backyard. You know, I love some of these people. I guess we were all wrong, but we were outside playing. We were all wrong. We didn't have the issues you're having today with your kids. We didn't have, smartphone necks, smart game thumbs. We weren't obese in the masses that you are today. Our IQs ran a little higher. Why is that? Then the left comes in and says, you have to change all this because you're doing it all wrong. Our suicide rates were lower. Help me understand. Anyway, they inform him that they did want to be responsible for the child's education because that was someone else's job. No, you're wrong. It's your job. You happen to pawn it off on the public school system, which is fine if that's what you choose to do, but it's your job to make sure that your kid is being taught the way they need to be or taught to your satisfaction. And the way you do that is you don't wait for the teacher to tell you she's fine or he's fine. You check them out and make sure they're fine. They're your responsibility, not the school's. And you can say, I pay taxes. I should expect. Well, your first problem was expecting. Look what they've done recently. Anyway, they informed him that they wanted to be the responsible for the children's education. One mom unapologetically proclaimed, this is on national television, by the way, that she's completely losing her mind because this is not what she signed up for. This is your child. You pawn that child off on other people all day long. They didn't sign up to take care of your little out-of-control Joey. One mom said, I can't imagine, I don't want to be around my kids 24/7. It's too much to bear. You know why? Because I don't have any me time. She actually said that. I don't have any me time anymore. Well, don't you have a husband? Partner, whatever they're being called nowadays? Aren't they supposed to help? Shouldn't they take some of the load off? Or we become so selfish that we don't care about anybody else but us. Even in a home, in a marriage with kids. Joe is your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because we're going to be back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too.